NYC Mayor Eric Adams may open his residence to migrants, an offer never made to homeless New Yorkers. By John Binder on June 6, 2023. New York City Mayor Eric Adams, D., says he may open Gracie Mansion, the residence of the city's mayor, to newly arrived border crossers and illegal aliens, an offer never previously made to homeless New Yorkers. During a press conference on Monday, Adams was asked whether he would open his residence to migrants after he announced a plan that would have New Yorkers being paid by the city to house border crossers and illegal aliens in their homes. Adams said he is looking into options that would see a handful of border crossers and illegal aliens being housed at Gracie Mansion. "I was speaking with the staff to see if I can put a few families into Gracie Mansion," Adams said. "I'm a big believer in leading from the front," he continued. "And, if it doesn't go against legal protocols, because there are protocols that are in place that I can't use the building any way I want. But I don't have a problem if I could put a migrant family in Gracie Mansion." Related, migrants refuse to leave NYC hotel, demand taxpayers give them permanent homes. Since Adams took office, no such offer has been made to New York City's homeless residents, which has ballooned to the highest level since the Great Depression in recent years. By December 2022, New York City had nearly 70,000 homeless residents living in its shelter system, including almost 22,000 children and more than 22,700 single adults. Likewise, almost 3,500 New Yorkers were living on the streets of the city. Illegal immigration is costing New York City taxpayers, already some of the most tax-burdened Americans in the nation, about $5 million every single day. Over the next 2 years, Adams predicts that illegal immigration will cost New Yorkers more than $4.2 billion. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.